to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, September 8, 2019, by Mrs. Rose Grobel.
Oh God, you are the light of the minds that know you. You are the life of the souls that love you. And you are the strength of the hearts that seek you. Bless the words of my lips and the meditation of our hearts. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'm going to be speaking to you about discipleship. In our first reading of Jeremiah, God tells Jeremiah to go seek out a potter. What he's trying to give to Jeremiah is speaking to the people of Israel about discipleship. They've all turned against God. And he's telling them through Jeremiah that if they do not seek his ways, he will destroy them. Then we have the reading of Philemon from Paul, who is a prisoner in Rome. Being a prisoner in Rome, no one was there to help you other than family or friends. Onesimus was a runaway slave from Philemon's home. He is in Rome with Paul. He takes care of Paul while in prison and becomes a Christian. Paul writes to Philemon and ask him to take Onesimus back. He is a Christian. He deserves to be treated as a Christian and not as a slave, to be respected as a person. Onesimus has become a disciple of Jesus. The Gospel of Luke, though, is a tough gospel. This is a radical gospel. Given the nature of Jesus' own messianic vocation, those who wish to be his disciples must consider the true cost of being his disciple. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is making his way toward Jerusalem, where he anticipates great suffering and even his own death. In the statements Jesus is making, he's referring to the crowds as his disciples. He's trying to make them aware of the cost of being his disciple. People don't like this. They may not agree with you, and the price may be the cross. Is this the price we are to pay for being a disciple? Jesus begins by saying, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate a father and a mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple." What do you think of that statement? Would you be willing to give up your family, your friends, your relatives, your neighbors to become a disciple of Christ? This is a tough thing to talk about. It's tough losing a parent or a child through death. But he's asking you to give up the living people that surround you. This isn't a call to hate, but a call to set the right priorities in your life. Jesus is telling his disciples that putting anything at all before God, anything at all before God cannot have a true relationship with him. That's very extreme, isn't it? He tells the crowd that unless they can detach themselves completely from everything they are holding to emotionally and physically, they can never really become his disciples. How can we do that? This is a very hard reading for us to understand what Jesus is trying to tell us. Then later on, Jesus tells them, there is no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters, parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not get back very much more in this age and in the age to come to eternal life. I think in this statement, he's trying to tell us that regardless of what happens in our life with our friends, our family, our neighbors, we must put God in front of everything. We must do this. Emotionally, it's hard to describe this, isn't it? That what Jesus is telling us to do. How do we give up friends, family, our children, our grandchildren? But we can do that if we live the life that he's trying to tell us to do, because we can still love all of this without giving a way of becoming a disciple of God, because if we do these things, we are his disciple. We are still loving people that can have a family and relationships with other people. But we must do and put God in front of all of our being in everything that we do, to think about what God has done for us, what he gave his life for. But he also tells us, there is no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters, parents or children, who will not get back very much more in this age, in the age to have eternal life. This is the promise that he makes all of us. Jesus also makes the announcement that to become his disciples, they must give up all of their possessions. Many of the religious leaders at that time had let material possessions and their desire for power to get in the way of living a godly life. Remember Jesus at the temple, God's temple in Jerusalem, where he became so angry that he overturned the tables. He destroyed things that he came to them, because the people, the priests of the temple, were so possessive of their titles and their money that all they could think about was that. They had a marketplace in front of the temple of God. They let this get in their way of being a disciple. So to give up my worldly possessions, do I give up my diamond wedding ring, my engagement ring that my husband gave me? My son gave me this. I'm using this as an example of possessions. My son gave me this handcrafted gold and pearl bracelet for my 75th birthday. My husband gave me this diamond and ruby bracelet on my 25th wedding anniversary. The diamonds for my birthday in April, the rubies for July when we marry. Does Jesus want me to give all that up? No, I don't think so. I think Jesus is trying to tell us to not love, let our avarice for possessions to get in the way of our priorities. I think he is telling us to detach ourselves from our family systems, for our possessions, and for our very lives as we know them, so that we can take up his cross. Possessions to some people are like an addict with wanting his drugs. We want more. We want more. We want more. I gotta have more. I finally told my son and my husband, I don't want any more. I don't need any more. What I have, I'm going to give to my granddaughters. Don't give me any more. But there are some people that want that more, 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 more. But we have to not get away from that. We have to give that up. Because when we consider the cost of following Jesus, we deepen our spiritual lives. We can offer the good news that God in Christ has been reconciled to each other, to reconcile us to all of you in this auditorium today, in this sanctuary of St. Philip's. We offer ourselves to each other to become a person without possessions, a person without angry thoughts. We need to become people that can welcome. We do not judge. We don't want to be possessed with things that turn us away from being a disciple. When we are a good disciple, God in Christ has reconciled us to each other and to God and to his creation. Amen.